Well, how would you say he felt?
How would I say?
He felt, yeah.
He felt.
If you look at
him,
you know.
Yeah. Well, I'd say I feel bad, even though I would know to say well, but unwell.
And
he might say, I feel poorly.
And if a person can lift weights, he's, you know, robust and healthy, how do you describe him? That kind of person is very what?
Well.
He's big and
strong.
What does that mean?
Well, able to do a lot, healthy, like you said.
Well, you know, before we talked about butter getting old, you know, and you said it would be rancid. Would you ever use stout to describe butter like that turning bad?
No.
And what if you said a person was stout, what would that mean?
Corpulent.
And what about...
I have heard of stout ogres, but not necessarily to be bad food, but I have heard of a stout odor, yes.
What would that be?
A strong one, right?
Yeah, well, if somebody has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, you say, well, he's mighty...
happy. Or even-tempered, or...
if he's easy to get along with, you say.
Easygoing.
And what would that mean, things like that?
Well, just what we've been talking about. He's nice to be around, pleasant.
What about a teenage boy who has suddenly just grown tall, but he hasn't filled out? You know, he looks kind of what?
Well, scrawny, I guess. We would probably say he shot up like a weed.
Well, you know, if he was just... and if he just stumbled all over himself, he'd say...
clumsy.
And if a person keeps doing things that don't make any sense, you say, well, he's just a plain...
fool.
Any other names you could use besides fool?
Dummy, maybe.
And what about a person who will never spend a cent?
Skin flint, penny pincher, miser.
Well, you know, if you're talking about a miser, you might say, well, Mr. Brown will pay you good, but you have to earn it because he's a regular. You have to work hard to earn it, you know, because he's a regular.
Well, but you'll have to work hard to earn it. I don't know what...
Would he be a miser? Somebody like that? You know, you have to work really hard, but he'll pay you well?
No, I don't think of that as I think more like a skinflint in that the connotation.
What about somebody who gets the most out of what he has? Who you know, or even somebody who would, you know, ask you to do favors, big favors for him. But if you asked him, he wouldn't respond.
What would I call that person? Oh, I'd call him something, all right. I can't think. I can't think.
Well, what about a tightwad? What's that? What kind of person would that be? Would that be the same as a skinflint or what?
Yeah, a tightwad just doesn't want to turn loose.
Well, what about the word common? When you said if you said a person was common, what would you mean?
Probably that would be an inference that the person's morals were not of the highest.
And
certainly uneducated. And
well, if an old man is still very strong and active, he doesn't show his age, you say, well, he's still quite
healthy, or that's not what you want to know.
Well, if an old person about 80 still does her housework, you know, and
oh, spry.
And so she says she's mighty spry?
Yes.
Could you use that talking about young people?
Well, yeah, you could, but I think of it more with old people.